Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Thursday, and that means that we can take a break, take a breath. It's raining all over the state, which means it'd be a great day, the perfect day to go inside, get a big old bucket of hot buttered popcorn, lean back in your chair and forget about the problems of the world and focus on the Fate of the Furious or any other thing you want to enjoy. There on the line is our good friend Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. Get him into the room. Usher him in. There he is. Hello, Ron.
Oh, hello. It's so good to be here. Very comfy chair, I must say.
Oh, those recliners are sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah. What's up, brother?
Oh, you're right. It's a good day to see a movie, and it's 4:20, so let's see. What will we see?
Got a Cheech and Chong movie?
Hot smoking movie. Grow House. But that's one of seven, eight, maybe nine new movies in circulation this week. It's a crazy week.
So Grow House is the 4:20 flick in lieu of Cheech and Chong. We'll go with Grow House. I got you. All right, so what do you got that you like that you think is going to be the big winner this week?
Well, no doubt Fate of the Furious stays number one. It broke the record for the largest worldwide box office gross for an opening weekend ever in history, $536 million. So that holds over, probably drops significantly. But the best tracking of all these new movies is actually Unforgettable with Katherine Heigl and Rosario Dawson, one of those sort of Fatal Attraction kind of looking movies where Kathy plays the ex and Rosario's the new girl. And she's not going to take my child. And R-rated excitement there. Unforgettable.
Unforgettable. Well, that's it. That's all you get of my singing. That's it, Ron.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Sexual content, partial nudity. All right. Sounds good to me.
You know what to expect. There's no reviews for that movie right now, so no score on the tomato meter. The one I really want to see is Disney Nature's Born in China. I love these documentaries about nature. This is, of course, in China with cute panda bears and golden monkeys and snow leopards and their lives and story. And it's Earth Day this weekend. That's a perfect choice. It's rated G, the rare G-rated movie. That one looks terrific to me.
All right, Nature Boy, move along.
Phoenix Forgotten, if you like UFO movies with found footage based on true stories about a UFO abducting teenagers and probing and all of that, it's Phoenix Forgotten from producer Ridley Scott there. If you're into big war epics, The Promise, going back to World War I, Christian Bale, Oscar Isaac, Charlotte Bond star in that little love story slash war movie. Free Fire, if you're into shoot 'em up action movies, that's got Charles Copley and Brie Larson and Armie Hammer, Cillian Murphy in that, set in the 70s. And the best reviews of all of this bunch, Steve, go to Lost City of Z. Story is a true life drama set in the 20s, an adventure movie. You'll find a mysterious lost civilization in the Amazon, all that sort of action, adventure, and drama.
Actually, that sounds like the best one of all. I mean, you just read like 27 different movies that are coming out this weekend, but which is fine. But that Lost City of Z, that last one you went over, it actually does sound interesting to me.
Yeah, I love those, you know, a real-life Indiana Jones kind of thing here. Charlie Hunnam plays the lead, Tiana Miller in it, Robert Pattinson. Zookeeper's Wife is adding more runs, including Studio C and Okemos. And Gifted, which I saw last night, was a great, funny drama, you know, bring tissues, all of that. I really loved Gifted, and that is adding runs this week as well.
See, I'm confused. I thought that Gifted movie, because I was reading about that a little bit today, I thought it came out in 2016. I was trying to figure it out, but it's actually out now, isn't it?
Yeah. It's got Chris Evans, and Octavia Spencer is in it as well, and it's the story of a little girl who's a mathematic whiz, and gets a little Kramer versus Kramer mixed with Good Will Hunting, and I cried a little bit, Steve. It was good.
Well, that's my boy getting all teared up at that your emotional side. I like that. You're so tender, Ron.
Yeah.
I greatly appreciate that. I guess that's probably all the movies you can cover for one day. Good Lord.
Good Lord, yes. Check out all those listings for titles and times at CelebrationCinema.com. Reserve your seats online. All that good stuff is happening at CelebrationCinema.com. And, yeah, you're right. It's a great day for a movie.
It's perfect. So where will I find you?
I will see you at the movie, Steve.
There you go. Ron Van Timmeren, everyone. Greatly appreciate Ron every week here. He's been here, well, heck, for a long time. As long as I've been coming around, Ron's been coming along. Lost Studio Z sounds like a pretty decent little film. Get out and entertain yourself with that. Let's see here. As you know, the lineup's going to change come Monday. Speaking of entertainment, if you didn't realize, Bill O'Reilly has, he has extended his vacation. And not exactly intended, I don't believe, but he went to Italy. He met the Pope. You didn't see, apparently he is in a VIP line yesterday. And the Holy Father came along, shook his hand. How you doing? Good to see you, Mr. O'Reilly. Clean up your act. Something like that. Clean up your act. You look terrible. Thank you, Father. Thank you very much. So Bill O'Reilly met the Pontiff. Not enough to save his job at Fox News with these allegations of sexual harassment of some sort. But not enough of the sexual, just inappropriate comments. Of course, this comes after Monica Crowley got hammered. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Who's next on the hit parade for this all-out war against conservatives by the liberal media in cahoots with George Soros and all of their friends? Clearly, there's an agenda afoot here. So is it going to be Sean Hannity? Judge Jeanine Pirro could be targeted. And the question is, can Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly put something together? Glenn Beck has a television network called The Blaze. It does poorly, but it wouldn't do poorly if it had Monica Crowley at 7 o'clock and Bill O'Reilly at 8 o'clock. That'd be a pretty good start because Monica Crowley can handle her own program. And if Judge Jeanine came at 9, now I'm building a lineup, aren't I? Now I'm getting somewhere with a lineup on The Blaze, which would go head to head with the other cable news networks. Not much of a stretch, actually. Not much of a stretch at all. Give it some thought. I'll take a quick break. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.